CPR 58 for the week ending October 21st, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo and pretty much dying of a head and chest cold, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio!
still a ripoff.
Radio.
show. The good old USA. All we need is one factory. Dropping troops into the sky.
Into the sky.
Across the green and the red and green. It's the story of a life.
Pennywise and God Save the USA. Hey, welcome on back to yet another episode of Campground Pirate Radio Salute. Yeah, I've been kind of hit and miss here. I know. I missed last week because I was down with the flu, and this flu has pretty much turned into, well, settled into my chest, and now I'm pretty much spending the mornings waking up and coughing up a pigeon. Thank God for Miss Stephanie, because Jesus, she's keeping me alive. God knows I turn into a whiny bitch when I get sick. So if you all don't mind, I'm not going to be talking a whole hell of a lot during this show and kind of spare you a lot of the hacking and gagging I've been doing. Hey, in the meantime, I have got a ton of submitted music from you good folks over here. I got some great psychobilly from a band out of Pennsylvania called the Red Hill Ramblers. Got some more from Vicky and the Vengeance. We also got some more perms and local act, the Mission Creeps, which I really like. But hey, let's kick it off right now with a band that got a hold of me on Facebook. They really like the show. They've been listening for a while and decided, you know what? Their music can hang. You know what? It can. So let's kick it off with Immortal from Ruthless Ones. Only on the CPR.
Come from the edge of the golden horseshoe. Don't fuck with beards like the dark rose crew. I'm trying my best not to think about stress, but in my life I'm getting every single test. Getting bored of car shit, I can't stop, because idle hands is the devil's workshop. Busted rocks is our collective action. Analyze and try to get some satisfaction. The beats are immortal, that's a torch to the portal. These are more tracks that are made of metal. Just a taste of the ruthless ones. Waiting to go off like a ball. A ball going out to the whole human race. Except for the ones that I just disgraced. Living in a city, but it ain't sunny. I'm low down to grease, I don't got no money. But I won't stop my shooting, so I can't stop. So I reach the highest, I'm on the top. Condition my addiction of the blood that pours brown. I can't compare, I'm too afraid the king's not getting crowned. The beats are immortal, but it's a torch to the bone. These are more tricks that are making gold.
touch that dial, you don't know where it's been.
Campground Pirate Radio.
What's the matter with the kids today? If there's something wrong with what they're saying, no one wants to listen to anyone that's dumb. Everything is bad in the cheap disguise. Get the shooting kids on the news today. I think you read me, I'm not surprised. Look what they created. A monster by the age of five. Say goodnight. Poor Johnny, he's crazy. Has problems you can't see. Don't worry, be happy. Now tell us what you see. They don't listen, no problem.
close my eyes. I'm blindsided. In the bar room, the TV is flashing like a fire and warning of the future like a prophet from the past. The radio is blaring like a siren in the corner and telling you to prepare for an all-out attack. The newspaper reads like a page of the Bible and tells us the tale of a pending doom. The blind, deaf, and dumb are we, and all we really care about is who can drink the most before he goes to the bathroom. If I close my eyes, I'm blindsided.
Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. So last week, I commented at length about the sorry state of affairs facing Americans younger than 30. This week, you've probably noted those very same folks have been kicking the hacky sack, playing bongos, and doing interpretive dances, while also trying not to get maced for going topless up in the Big Apple's Occupy Wall Street protests. These people don't have jobs, they don't have much of a future, but they do have a shit ton of student loan debt that keeps growing every day and time on their hands. They're mad as hell and they're not gonna take it anymore. But here's the rub, they don't have a fucking clue between them. And now they're about to get totally co-opted and defused by the entry of big labor, just as the original libertarian anarchist Tea Party got co-opted by the GOP's most religiously conservative base, polluting a simple message, taxed enough already, into the usual mishmash of stale right-wing talking points and bigotry aimed at illegals and gays. So what is it that these Occupy Wall Street folks claim to want so far? Well, they are a diverse group, and much to their detriment, they've let pretty much anyone get on TV, with often embarrassing results. Idiots, anti-Semites, and borderline schizophrenics have unleashed a litany of conspiracy theories and angry tirades about the crooked finance industry, income inequality, the exorbitant profits and bailouts Wall Street enjoys while unemployment is rising, wages are falling, and inflation is destroying what little savings the average worker does have. From out of that chaos, a sort of spokesman has arisen on the internet, posting a list of 13 demands on their website, which apparently most of the group support. They are, in a word, bullshit. Marx was content with only 10 planks in his manifesto, and given the content, they might as well have just lifted his. These ideas are fundamentally statist and would further entrench and even expand the connivance between the state and the corporatocracy responsible for all this misery in the first place. Most of them have no chance of ever being implemented, like the universal debt forgiveness or the $20 minimum wage, and they speak to the economic ignorance of these protests and their faith in the state to create prosperity, which is the opposite of truth. The state can only confiscate or destroy wealth, and forcible redistribution does both. So my initial enthusiasm for these events has turned to a bitter despair. I can plainly see that these idealistic, if woefully undereducated college kids started something with real potential, only to play it straight into the enemy's hands. This will benefit the Democrats, their labor union constituents, and Obama, and any threat it posed to the ruling plutocrats and their political stooges, or the status quo in our economy, has been deftly diffused. It reminds me that understanding economics, and not the fairy tale Keynesianism with its animal spirits or the voodoo supply side version, but Austrian economics and the discipline of sound money and truly free markets is so important. It is radically opposed to the rampant collusion between the government and big business that is at the heart of this corrupt and oppressive system. Instead, these loopy progressives want to address the problem created by statism and coercion and intervention in the market with a lot more of the same. No dice, folks. It won't work. It's the very definition of insanity. You know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, and it's doomed to failure.
I returned a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the day stamped on my sound. Did a large procession wave their torches as my hand fell in the basket, and was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's sooner I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. I will never say the word procrastinate again. I'll never see myself in the mirror with my eyes closed. I didn't apologize for when I was 8 and I made my younger brother have to be my personal slave. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket, and was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. So I won't sit at home anymore, and you won't see my head window, and I won't be around ever anymore, and I'll be up there on the wall at the store. I returned a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the stamped on my sound. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket, and was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do. Anything that I want, or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do.
We'll be right back. up all night. With you rocking and you rolling, you keep me up all night. With you wailing and you moaning, can't get the beat with the hours back to beat. Can't get no rest. Up all night with you screaming and you're crying. You keep me up all night with you screaming and you're lying. All I want to do is run around with you. Gonna kick you out. Gonna scream and shout. Turn out the light. You keep me up all night. Lose track of time. You are on the
Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule: don't suck.
All along we follow blindly, force fed prime time pretty nightly. Why would anybody leave the safety of their homes?
Only disasters flood the headlines. Other people's beauty springs from the cracks in the sidewalks here in springtime. And it helps to distract all my hands, my feet, and my mind from the government. Lining. And I'm sure it will remain.
Yep, that's Pulley in the Ocean Song. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out and joining me one more time here over at Campground Pirate Radio. It's been really fun having you out here. Listen, if you want to follow us, check us out over on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. If you want to check me out on Twitter, I'm at Uncle Waldo. Think your music can hang like Ruthless Ones and Red Hill Ramblers? Well, send an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs. And like I always said, if I like it, I'll play it. And by the way, if you're really enjoying the show, maybe swing on over to campgroundpirateradio.com. Look over on the right-hand side. It says, Buy Waldo a Beer. You know what? A couple of bucks every month helps pay for the music, keep the equipment up, and basically keep me in beer and ammunition. Oh, and don't forget, stop by iTunes. If you're really happy with the show, leave me a rating. By the way, we're only taking 5-star ratings right now, so the ones with the 3 and the 4-star ratings, we're going to have to hold off on that for a little bit, but right now we're just taking 5-star ratings and maybe really nice reviews. So before I head on off to that western sunset, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Hey, go check out Rum Diary, man. That's supposed to be opening up pretty soon. Johnny Depp's playing Hunter one more time. That's got to be good. Let me leave you with the original punk band. This is the Monkees. I'll see y'all next week. Peace. Bye-bye.
Of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.